Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dogs with Jobs. I'm Kate Fairweather and I speak to you from glorious sunny Cornwall where I'm on holiday. So I'm going to be playing you an interview that I captured at Goodwoof on the Goodwood Estate in Sussex a few weeks back. I had a lovely conversation with Hilary about the delights of flyball. I'm here with Hilary Larkham and we're at Goodwoof and we've just been watching the ridiculously thrilling flyball demonstration, which I don't think Goodwood have had before. You're involved because we were watching Yes. Your team, weren't we?
So my team is a team called Odyssey. So we have about four teams Yep. within the club and we're based near Andover in Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And our members range from sort of me, I think I'm one of the oldest,
okay,
to very young people as well. And we've got people that have been doing the sport for a long time and people that have just started doing the sport.
So let's explain to anyone who hasn't Yep. seen flyball in action, what is it?
It's a four-dog relay race.
Right.
Okay. The dogs have to go down, one at a time, over a set of four jumps. They get to the end where there is a box that holds a tennis ball. The idea is they do what's called a swimmer's turn, if you've ever seen swimmers.
Like a tumble turn.
Like a tumble turn. And they release the tennis ball, they catch it in their mouth, and they come back down over the four jumps. And as soon as they come back down over the four jumps, their teammate is allowed to enter the course.
And I'm assuming there's a split-second precision required here.
There is a... Yeah. It is very, very close in terms of the timing.
Yeah.
So you either win a race or you lose a race on two things in flyball. You win the race on the what they call that box turn,
yep,
because you've got to get that right for the dog to be able to do it very quickly and very naturally.
So you mean that's important because if
very
they get
important.
It wrong, they lose time.
They lose time.
Got it.
And if they then, the passing on the gates, which
yep.
is laser beams, right, the closer the dogs can get nose to nose means you save time.
Right.
The further they are away, then obviously you're just adding time onto your team.
Right. So there's a lot of judgment there, but mm-hmm. anyone who has an overexcited dog at home
yes.
at any point knows
yes.
it's quite challenging. So tell me about the training, because it must be very easy for these very excitable dogs to go that split second early.
Yes, the training is in terms of, it's about time and distance.
Okay.
So as you learn to play the sport of flyball, you're looking down the lane and you're judging the speed of the dog coming back to you against how quickly your dog is going to make it to the line.
Got it.
The faster teams, you're actually letting your dog go
before.
As the dog is coming off the box end. So if there's an issue on the course, it's too late.
Gosh, so that's part of why there's this excitement about it, isn't
yes.
it? Because actually it's easy, very easy, however good you are.
Very
to
easy
slip up.
To slip up, especially if you're racing another team and you're very close to them in time.
Yeah.
You may, what we call as flyballers, you may push it slightly. Mm. And you send your dog a little bit early, and it early means you get a light, and that means you have to rerun your dog.
Yes. Handler error. As
handler
we might
error.
Call it. Okay, now as we're watching them, a
yes.
lot of these dogs are skinny, sighthound looking dogs. Is there a best breed? What's the mix? Because I've seen lots of different kinds.
You have.
But it is about speed, isn't it? As well as restraint.
Well, I think the good thing about flyball is that any dog can play flyball, okay? And you'll have seen today here at Goodwoof the demonstration. We had tiny little terrier dogs doing it. We had Labradors doing it. I've seen a Great Dane do it in the past, okay? Because it's all about just being able to go up and get your ball.
Yeah.
In terms of the fastest teams, then yes, at the moment in flyball, the fastest teams are made up of whippets,
mm-hmm.
unsurprisingly.
Of course, yeah.
Whippet crosses, at the moment in flyball, very, very favourite cross is a whippet cross with a collie.
Okay.
Which we call...
That sounds fast, yeah.
Which we call, yeah, border whippets.
Okay.
Also in Belgium, there's quite a lot of Malinois crosses being
right.
bred. Okay,
that
so
makes sense because of the speed and the...
The speed and the ability to drive and want to work.
So Hilary, you've touched on something there because
Go
you
on.
Just mentioned Belgium.
Yes.
This isn't just a little yokely English thing, is it?
No, no.
This, tell us about the big picture.
Let me tell you about the big picture. Actually, it started in the States and it came over to this country actually 30 years ago this year.
You're kidding.
No. So All of the teams here today are part of what's called the British Flyball Association,
right.
Which is basically the umbrella association in the UK. There is another one, but we compete under British Flyball Association. And they were founded 30 years ago this year. It's unbelievable. Okay.
Wow.
So it's
because,
not little.
Forgive my saying,
yeah?
It's still a bit niche. There will be lots
it
of people out there
niche.
Who have no idea what flyball is.
It is very niche. You're right. Okay, everybody knows agility.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's a. I mean, agility is massive in the UK.
Yeah.
Flyball not so massive, but I think you know we've got thousands of people that are members. Mm. Okay, and when we run the championships, which we run every year in August, the outdoor championships, we have something like. I think it's like 400 teams taking part.
Wow, so from all over the UK?
All over the UK. And Scotland, Wales, UK, we all come together in August for what we call the outside championships. Mm. And we'll usually have, you've seen one flyball ring here.
Yeah.
It can be up to 5 or 6 flyball rings running over three days.
Okay.
So it's not a small thing. It's quite big. And it would be nice if it could grow even further because it's one of those sports, as I said, that... Any dog can do,
yep.
Seriously, as long as it can run and trigger the box and bring a ball back, any dog can do it. And also the other thing which is really nice about it is the accessibility for owners as well.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
It's really
so
open.
For anyone who wanted to get involved, how would they do it? Through a club?
What they need to do is to go on to the lovely internet and if they Google British Flyball Association, there is a website and you can literally put in your postcode and it will tell you where your nearest club is.
Amazing.
And you could just contact them.
Because you need to do this with other people. It's not a solo sport, is it?
It's not. It's a team sport. And that's the other lovely thing about it, that the dogs and the handlers work together in a team. So it is very much, you know, it's not an individual thing and it's also very social. It's a lovely social thing to get involved
in. Yeah, I can see that. And I can also see, and I was saying, when I watched it at Crofts earlier in the year as well, the huge team excitement going on. And of course, the speed and...
Yes.
Yeah, as you say, the risk of things just going slightly wrong, even when it's looking perfect, makes it a wildly exciting thing to watch.
It's wildly exciting. And at the moment, across the world, it's wildly exciting because the world record... which was held by a club in America again, has been held for a number of years. I can't remember how long. And that was broken last year, and it's getting slowly and slowly going down.
So like any elite athletic sport, there are little chips taken off the time every year.
So it's getting really interesting to see. So, and clubs, when they run for a number of reasons. It's good fun. Mm. It is competitive. Mm. But it's all about, you know, you get a time for your team. And if you can get your team time a little bit quicker every week, it's fantastic, right?
Amazing. Well, this is looking great. So
good.
Do you have a dog that can...
I do. I have a Border Whippet.
Oh, lovely. That's why you mentioned the Border Whippet is such a good blend.
I have a Border Whippet. She was only a homebred Border Whippet, so a collie and obviously a Whippet, surprisingly. And she'll be running this afternoon here at Goodwood. And she went to Crufts. My son took her to Crufts in the Young Kennel Club competition at Crufts. So it's lovely.
Running in the family as well.
Running in the family. It's a family sport, I tell you. I started with one dog, and my dog that got me into flyball was a Springer Spaniel.
Yeah.
I've now got 4 of them.
Yeah.
And husband and child have also competed. So it's
amazing.
Something that people get involved in.
Hilary, thanks for talking
to
me.
No problem at all.
What's the name of your dog?
My dog is called Marble.
Marble, great name.
Marble. No problem at all.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I absolutely loved it. And I recommend it if you can get to see a demonstration or go and see flyball in action. It is, as we were saying, ridiculously exciting and huge fun. It really is kind of almost showbiz. I'm hoping that this particular little snippet will turn out to be just a taster, because I'm very much hoping that Hilary might let me go along and record at one of their flyball training events in Andover, because I just thought... it's such fun that it's something that deserves to be heard more about.
Dogs with Jobs, presented by Kate Fairweather and produced with John Wellsman.
Songs that shine forever.
I'm so in love with you.
Oh, no, no.
And the brightest tunes of today.
They say I come, then I go.
great music and local information. Only from Petersfield's Shine Radio.